I'm Dave Grossenheider. John Slagers is on vacation. Meet Crystal McHugh. Crystal is the new Plymouth County Mental Health Coordinator and General Relief Director. She had been with the Area Education Agency and prior to that was a school counselor at Sacred Heart in Sioux City. She holds a master's in school counseling. She says her new dual position involves helping individuals with things like rental assistance and coordinating services and funding for individuals through Sioux River's Regional Mental Health and Disability Services.
So the new position entails the general assistance part of it for Plymouth County involves assisting individuals with that are in need for rent assistance. So we can assist individuals up to two times in 1 year for either rent or for like a utility bill. And it's not full rent cover. It's $300 for rent or it's the cost of one utility bill per month. And it, of course, that's based off of needs. So we do like some evaluation and so forth. So that's that part of it for Plymouth County. And then for Sioux River's part of it, it's coordinating a lot of the services and making sure that people have access that are intellectually disabled or mental health and just have those basic needs. They're all going to be low income needs individuals. So we do have some guidelines that we follow there. So we help them get access to services and coordinate sometimes. And other portions of it is while we're waiting for funding to come through their insurance and stuff, we may be able to fund some of that too. That way individuals are having their basic needs met and not being left to themselves trying to figure it out because they're individuals that, you know, need a little extra support.
Crystal, along with her husband and three sons, live in Lamar's. Tuesday, July 19th, marked the 33rd anniversary of the crash of United Airlines Flight 232 at Sioux Gateway Airport in Sioux City. An exhibit honoring the emergency response by Siouxland and the crew of the passenger airliner is on permanent display at the Mid-America Museum of Aviation and Transportation. Museum Director Larry Finley says visitors are still coming to learn about what happened that day, where 184 of the 296 passengers and crew survived the fiery crash into a nearby cornfield.
On average, it's at least once a week when someone will walk through the front door and the first thing they will ask for is the 232 display open and how do I get to the 232 crash site? Anytime the museum's open, the 232 display is open here in the museum and also the crash site is right outside the museum here.
Finley says many crew members, passengers, and relatives come to the museum, especially this time of year.
I have passengers and relatives of even some of those who lost their lives in the crash stop in on a regular basis that they will actually travel by ground across the United States versus flying just so they can stop in Sioux City to visit the 232 display here in the museum, the crash site, and also the memorial down on the riverfront.
The Air Museum is located near Sioux Gateway Airport at 2600 Expedition Court. It's a scorcher for temperatures here and across the country. WeatherSpark.com reports July is traditionally the hottest month in Lamar's, with an average high temperature of 85 degrees. Through Friday, KLAM's Weather Almanac recorded 14 days at or above the 85-degree average, with temperatures expected in the upper 90s today. As you probably remember, June was even hotter. More than half of the 30 days were at 85 degrees or better. Daytime highs topped 90 degrees or above for 13 days. Even before the official start of summer, Lamar's hot spot was 100 degrees on June 13th. May's weathered records show 6 days at 90 or above and another day above that summertime average of 85 degrees. This month is the summer's rainfall leader with more than 3.5 inches, 3.82 to be exact, through yesterday. June totals were just shy of an inch and May rainfall was 1.8 inches. You can follow KLAM's Weather Almanac on our website, KLAM1410.com. There's just 2 weeks remaining to see the Towers of Tomorrow with Lego Bricks exhibition at the Sioux City Arts Center. Development Director Aaron Weber-Driesen says record crowds have attended this blockbuster display. Admission is free. The Towers of Tomorrow exhibit continues at the Sioux City Arts Center through August 7th. And that's KLAM News. I'm Dave Grossenhider.